Steve Dale. I am back. I'm here for Karen Conti on WGN. What did I just say? I'm here for Karen Conti? Well, sure. Why not? Karen, how are you? I'm here for Lisa Dent, of course. But that's okay. When I try to multitask, things generally don't go well. Because here's the legal explanation for that, Karen. I'm a guy.
Yes, I understand that. I think women have something genetic in their code that allows them to multitask. I think it has to do with giving birth to children, but
what?
That's a whole other topic.
Not necessarily. I could talk about that. I could talk with you about anything. Karen Conti, of course, heard regularly on Sunday afternoon on WGN, all the time on the radio, talking about all sorts of topics that have anything to do with legal stuff. That's the technical way of putting it. I happen to be on TikTok, and, or better put, our cat is on TikTok. By the way, that's Groucho_thefunnycat. And I got a notification saying, we're going away. Thanks to Donald Trump, it won't be long. I'm paraphrasing. And then less than 24 hours later, get a notification, we're back. Thanks to Donald Trump. So for how long is TikTok going to be back?
Well, my understanding is there was about a 14-hour blackout, but that some of the apps, based upon what Donald Trump said he was going to do, which was he was going to issue an executive order that would either stay the ban on TikTok or would get rid of it altogether. And so based upon that, some of the apps were saying, well, if Donald Trump says it's okay, then we're going to go back and we're going to put TikTok back. But Apple and Google, to my understanding, have not yet done that because they're afraid that the bans, that the law that bans TikTok, have some really strict fines and penalties. And if for some reason the DOJ does try to enforce the ban and the law that was passed in April, that they could be really on the line for billions of dollars of fines. So I think everyone is very confused about what the state of the law is right now.
So walk us through what happened here. And by the way, as we speak, I'm going to TikTok, and at least on my phone, it's back. It's been back. So several years ago, when Trump was still in office, he expressed concern about TikTok. Then Congress came up with a law, and I might not have this quite right, you'll correct me, that said, oh no, unless TikTok is sold by X date to another company that's in the United States, TikTok goes away. Then Donald Trump said, wait, maybe not. And then TikTok goes away, but as you point out, not for very long at all. And TikTok is back. And Donald Trump at least says he wants TikTok to have a reprieve. Have I got that at all right?
Well, sort of. I think Trump was in favor of it during his presidency. But the law that was passed was in April during Biden's presidency. And it was a bipartisan, overwhelmingly passed law. In fact, the people on the Senate Intelligence Committee just issued, and these are two Republicans, Tom Cotton and another gentleman, just issued an order saying that, no, this law is in effect. And nothing can be done through executive order to counter it. So, even his own party is saying, wait a minute, you don't have the right to just say the law is not to be followed, because that's not what an executive order does. So there is confusion here. Technically, according to my reading of the law, if TikTok is back, it is in violation of that law, and that all of those apps and TikTok, they're, basically subject to serious fines. Again, listening to the president, one would think you could understand and follow it and not be in trouble. But I just don't know how an executive order would basically take away a law that's been passed by the Congress.
And not only that, what I left out, the Supreme Court had something to say about this as well.
Well, sure. The Supreme Court last week unanimously ruled that the ban was appropriate. They said that there was concern about China taking information from people in our country, and that was a legitimate concern, and that wasn't a First Amendment violation. And every single justice agreed with that. So, there's just massive confusion here because we need to know what the law is, right? I mean, Donald Trump even suggested today, if I'm not mistaken, that the idea should be that the United States purchase TikTok, which it doesn't make any sense at all, because that would mean the government would be owning, you know, rights to communication device, and that would be First Amendment violations every day of the week. So, you know,
okay,
again,
I was going to ask you about that very thing, Karen. So he has also suggested that maybe the Chinese can co-own TikTok with whoever it may be in America. Is that possible by your reading of the law that was passed and what the Supreme Court said?
No, the law says that China has to divest. China has to sell it to a company that is a United States company, so that we can avoid the idea that China is in control of accessing information and disinformation, issuing disinformation from its platform. So that's what the law says, and that's what should happen, unless, of course, you know, the Congress votes to strike down that law. And they certainly are able to do that. But I don't think they will, because this law was passed with huge bipartisan support.
So I want to ask you some questions about TikTok. Will the new owner maybe be Elon Musk? Do you have a crystal ball?
I mean, I don't see that happening. I don't see that there was any movement in that direction. I don't see that the Chinese government was making any efforts whatsoever to try to divest. And they had a lot of time to do it and to make those efforts. And if they had made those efforts, there was a 90-day extension by virtue of the law that would have allowed them to continue those efforts. So unless there's stuff going on undercover that we don't know about, I don't think the Chinese government is willing to give this up.
All right. How about Karen Conti? Does she own TikTok? No?
I don't think so. No. I got too much going on.
Of course. So do you think that in America's, there's been plenty of time for a company to say, hey, we'll do it. That's not happened.
Well, China has to relinquish it. I mean, I assume that there would be many companies in the United States that would like to buy TikTok under the right conditions. But the government of China doesn't want to relinquish it. And maybe they're being told that by Donald Trump or his people in his administration that they have no need to do it, because under him, he will have the authority to bypass this law. And I frankly don't see how he does, because as we have seen over and over again, executive orders do not get rid of the laws as we know them. Okay? Executive orders are things where the president says, hey, I want the agency to do this, or I want the federal government to do it. But if it conflicts with the law is going to stand. And, you know, it can go up to the court. It can, you know, the Donald Trump's administration can say, I want to issue this executive order. It could be challenged, and it could go up to the Supreme Court as to whether or not Trump's order violates the law. But that hasn't been done yet.
The other weird thing is that you have members of both parties who want to extend it. I mean, Senator Durbin was in favor. I think it was Senator Durbin was in favor of extending it for 270 days. So it's been weird to try to come up with I don't know if this is a partisan issue or not.
No, I don't think it is a partisan issue. I think that the way the law was proposed, the way the law was passed, and the way the Supreme Court ruled on it, this is, you know, I don't think anybody wanted TikTok to go away. I think there was just a serious concern from the military and the intelligence communities that there was information that might be used against our country. So, and there is a solution. The solution is for China to divest, and that hasn't happened yet.
No, it hasn't. Well, Karen, always good to talk to you. We will keep tracking this at Conti and Dolan is where also people can find you, and on the radio Sunday afternoons on WGN. Thank you, Karen.
All right. Take care, Steve.